Blog Talk Radio.
I need some advice.
I got you. It is what it is. Inspiring, motivating, and networking. That's what it's all about. Open Talk 2. You're chatting with Cindy. Hi, everybody. You are here chatting with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. My credit intro goes to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, R.I.P., and Tupac, California Love. Again, want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. I know I am. And as always, I want to say thank you to my supporters as my platform continues to build. Remember, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other in the best positive situation. Remember, the platform of being successful is to discover the meaning why you either want to open up your business, write that book, change your job career, whatever it is. You know, when I talk to my everyday people, they want to really unleash what they want, but they're too afraid to get out there and put their foot forward. So remember, this is your life, and life is like a puzzle. You have to figure it out, go for your dreams, because this is your reality. And as I continue to brand myself through inspirational media outlets, you, my supporters, will solidify all my information. So remember, if there's something that you want to complete or get done, my motto is just to do it. So make sure you do it. Had a few emails for individuals who really want to further their education. And again, my take on that is just to do it. When choosing different schools, make sure the school is accredited or call the Department of Education to just to check and see. And if they're accepting financial aid, then it's a possibility the school is legit. So, but remember, the school doesn't have to be a name brand school. As long as it's affordable, fits your needs, school is accredited, that's the main goal. So a few things that I kind of want to talk about with that is when you think about going back to school, think about what do you want to look for in a college? Where would the degree take you? Can you afford it? Is it affordable? And what type of career resources are available at the school? And how would you juggle family and work in your school? So that's just some few little considerations that I just kind of briefly just want to talk about with that. Kind of got a little sports poll. Want to see if you guys are with me this morning. If there was, a sports poll and a movie poll, but in the sports arena, you have Serena Williams, you have David Beckham, and you have Blake Griffin. Then in the movie award, you got Vin Diesel, Denzel Washington, and Shamar Moore. So if you can call me now at 347-215-6288, let me know who do you think would be a good candidate for those awards. 347-215-6288. Got one caller real quick. Hold on. Let's see. Good morning. You are on Open Talk 2. Good morning. Are you calling to answer the poll question?
Yes.
Hi. Okay. If there was a sports award, Serena Williams, David Beckham, or Blake Griffin, who would you choose?
There has to be Serena.
Oh, okay. And what about a movie award? You got Vin Diesel, Denzel, and Shamar Moore. Who would you think would win that?
Most definitely Shamar Moore.
Okay. Thank you, caller, for calling in. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good morning. You're on Open Talk 2. Are you calling for the poll?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. On the sports arena, who do you think would, if you had to give an award, Serena Williams, David Beckham, or Blake Griffin, who would you choose?
Definitely Blake Griffin with the Clippers.
Okay. And then if you have to do a movie award, you got Vin Diesel, Denzel Washington, and Shamar Moore. Who would you choose?
It has to be Denzel.
All right. Well, thank you, ma'am. Thank you for calling. Have a good day.
You're welcome.
The lines are open, guys, 347-215-6288. You want to get into the poll. I had a few people already calling, gave out their intake on that. So last week on the show, we kind of discussed a few business ideas. We talked about some key ingredients that you need to start a business. Also gave you a treat from the blast from the past. Got that for you today again. Got so many emails for that blast from the past. It's just too funny. So have another one for you again today. But before I get to that, have my ear to the street Sunday and Monday. Well, actually, I mostly endeavored in Atlanta, loving Atlanta hip-hop one. That one was too fun to me. Okay, let's put it on the table. Mama D. Mama D is something else. She was just out of control with trying to get Lil Scrappy back with that shape. I just don't understand what she loves about that Shay, but she loves that Shay, and it just tickles me to death. Now, Stevie J and Jocelyn about this contract thing, that's going to be a mess. Jocelyn should have read that contract before she actually got a hold to the contract, so I'm kind of a little disappointed with Jocelyn on that. Then also, Mimi moved out of Stevie J's house. I'm glad for her with that. So good kudos to you, Mimi. Kind of watched a little bit of Married to Medicine. Married to Medicine, the only thing was going on with Quad and had her little dog party where she calls them her babies. And they had a little party, and she invited Toya, which she knew her best friend Mariah would show up. So it was a little awkward for Toya to kind of show up after that big fight they had. So it was okay. They really didn't talk about anything else. But, again, I am down with love and hip-hop at Atlanta. I love Mama D, I love Lil Scrappy, I love Stevie J. They keep it exciting on the show. So that's kind of funny. So, but glad you guys kind of enjoyed that as well. Going to give you a treat, going to give you your blast from the past. This is what you guys been asking for. And, again, if you want to call in for the poll, the number is 347-215-6288. While I am with your Blast from the Past song, I'm going to just do a quick poll and kind of tell you who won at the end. So enjoy your Blast from the Past.
All right. Got a blast.
right, guys, I'm back. Hope you enjoyed your blast from the past. Since I was getting all these emails for the blast from the past, I'm glad you kind of like that, guys. So I got two calls, actually, with three, I'm sorry, and I got a Serena Williams, I got a Denzel, and I got a Vin Diesel. So far, we got a tie among everybody. But I didn't vote, so my vote is for David Beckham for the sports arena. I love David Beckham. And movie award, got to give it to Vin Diesel. Love Vin Diesel. All right, guys, going to talk about today, going to be discussing how to rebuild your credit on your own, how to save a little bit of money to help you out. So we're going to talk about what's the importance of building your credit. What do y'all think, what is the importance of building your credit? You know, to me, establishing credit is one of the most important things a person should do. It's essential for either buying a house, buying a car, or if you just want to get a major credit card, trying to establish a loan to get your new business off the ground. Whatever it is, establishing credit is a very essential tool in your lifespan. So I'm going to talk a little bit about how to build your credit score on your own. That'll save you some money instead of paying someone to actually trying to help you do your credit. So if you're struggling with debt, here's just a few tips. Create a budget. Kind of check your spending or, you know, track your expenses of like 30 days. And, you know, I'll give you an example. This is so you can see how much money that you're spending on things that you actually need or not need, so you can set some money aside on your debt collector. So I'll just give you an example to kind of help you cut that in half, certain things. Spending out, eating out every day. If you're a person that eat lunch every day out while you're at work, just maybe minimize that and bring you a sack lunch to work or some type of lunch to work to minimize that. You know, bring leftovers. If you're a person that loves to go to the gym, even though you can afford to go to the gym, to kind of save a little money, I would maybe work out at home, find a nice little park or a track, and actually do some exercises at home. I notice with myself, I've cut down a lot of money going to the gym, and all I do is I work out every morning. I work out at the track. I do my jumping jacks, sit-ups, push-ups, work out on the stairs. I use hula hoops. Women, ladies that are trying to lose weight, there are so much things that you can actually do at home that will cut your expenses in half as far as going to the gym. Unless, again, you just have to go to the gym, that's fine, but that'll kind of cut a little money down where you can use that money to save and maybe pay your debt off. If you're a type of person that, a woman that, you know, you want to fight cellulite or you like getting body scrubs, here's a simple solution to that, and I use this. Get you some coffee ground. Get you some brown sugar and get you some olive oil. Mix it together. There's your body scrub. And scrub yourself down once a week with that. Hey, that saves $20 jar of body scrub at Bath and Body Works. So that'll kind of help cut down a little things. So, again, you kind of want to see where your money is going if you can track it. So, again, create that budget. Then once you do that, obtain a copy of your credit reports. And after you kind of review them carefully to see who do you owe? What's your debt? Then contact your creditors. Discuss an option for accepting offers and good faith payments. That's a good thing to do. And make sure when you get your offer, get it in writing. So if anything happens, because collection agencies go out of business, they change owners, or just in case it's a miscommunication on the offer. So I would get that in writing. And then if possible, close any unnecessary accounts that you have open. If you have like a Conn's account that you hadn't used and you don't really need it, then I would just close it. Maybe keep a few open just for emergency uses only. But if you don't have to, you know, again, just close it. So if you own a personal major credit card, then that's fine, but if you have bad credit and you're trying to rebuild your credit, the best way to go is to get you a secured credit card, and that'll help you build your credit, you know, along with your creditors. That'll help after you make the arrangements and then get your secured card. And the last thing is maybe join a credit union, because this would increase your chance of getting a loan than from a typical bank. And also make sure once you actually contact your creditors and make arrangements, get everything in writing, make sure you make your payments on time. So, you know, this could minimize your payments being late. And also remember with the credit bureau, they update your payments like every 2 to 3 months, if I'm not mistaken. And that will show on your credit report that you are making payments with the credit. So here are the numbers to the credit Equifax, 1-800-685-1111. Then you have TransUnion. Their number is 1-800-888-4213. And the last one is Experian. Their number is 1-888-397-3742. These are your major credit bureaus, so you can call them, do everything on the phone, order your credit reports, and start with those steps that I gave you. And I guarantee you, instead of paying someone else to help you repair your credit, you can do that on your own. Once you see an outcome on your credit report, maybe think about opening that up as a business. Think about that as well. You may can repair other people's credit and charge them a fee. But again, you're trying to focus on minimizing you want to rebuild your credit and you want to minimize spending a lot of money, and that'll kind of help you use that extra money that you don't need or you're dishing out and use it and pay your creditors. So just in case you have bad credit and you want to get a secure credit card, here are a few places that do offer secure credit cards. Capital One Bank, they have a secure credit card. You have Wood Forest Bank, and you also have Applied Bank. Applied Bank, I had that 3 years ago, and my credit score has went up a lot. So, and I actually did some of those steps, guys. I didn't create the budget, but I did do the credit report, and I contacted my creditors, and I did make arrangements, and they did give it to me in writing. So hope that helped a little bit on repairing your credit. If I went through that fairly fast, which I try to go slow for you guys today, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com, and I will email those exact steps to you so you'll know what to do, how to get started. And, again, the first thing is to order your credit report because it takes a little while before it actually comes. Have a few home-based business ideas for you. The first one is a mediator. The second one is an image consultant, medical billing. Think about a reunion planner, someone that actually plans reunions. Same thing as an event planner, but you can narrow it down to exactly what you only want to do, maybe a reunion planner. Hope this helped a little bit. Again, if I said it too fast, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Remember, check out Score Houston and the Small Business Administration. They always have free resources. They always have free classes. They always have things going on that is free. They have startup kits. They have mentors that can actually help you get your businesses going, you know, guide you in the right direction. They can help you with licensing, loans. They can help you with grant information. I gave out some grant information last week on the show. Hope you guys remember that. Again, if you don't remember it, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be back. Here's a word from our sponsors. Are you ready for some football? Some women playing real football? Check out Houston Power Women's Football at www.houstonpowerfootball.com. Definitely empowering women 1 yard at a time. Are you looking for a photographer that can capture your perfect image? Well, email Nicholas at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com. Let him capture the diva in you. Is your skin too ashy? Or is it just too dry? Typical lotions just not helping out? Well, you better get you some Divine Serum. It's organic skincare treatment. So call Gracie at 1-888-378-3315. It's good for eczema, skin rashes, skin burns, tough skin, wounds, and skin tears. Again, that's Divine Serum. You want to look good for the weekend? You need your hair done? You want to look jazzy, business style, classy? You better call Carl at 832-209-4985. Again, that's Hair by Carl. Let him know you heard this advertisement on the show, and he'll give you $10 off for your next appointment. He'll hook you up. You want to go back to school and get that high school diploma that you've been putting off? Well, I have the perfect program for you. Call Northwest Educational Institute at 1-877-471-5958. Again, that's 877-741-5598. That's Northwest Educational Institute. If you're trying to take your business ideas to the next level, you need more clientele, or you just want to advertise. Advertise here with Open Talk 2. You can email opentalk2@yahoo.com for advertising information. Welcome back, guys. Welcome back. You are here chatting with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. Got another person that's calling real quick to answer a couple of questions real quick. I know people are at work this morning. If you had to pick a sports award, who would you pick? Serena Williams, David Beckham, or Blake Griffin? Hello, you are on live with Open Talk 2.
Oh, all right, I'm sorry.
Serena Williams, David Beckham, or Blake Griffin?
Let's see. Maybe Blake Griffin. I like basketball. My
son
likes Serena, but Blake Griffin, hands down.
Okay. Movie award. Vin Diesel, Denzel Washington, or Shamar Moore?
Denzel. Shamar
okay.
Dupree.
Thank you, caller, for calling in. Thank you. Hi, you're on live with Open Talk 2. Are you calling about the sports poll? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, are you calling about the sports poll?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. If you have to give a sports award, the people are Serena Williams, David Beckham, or Blake Griffin. Who would you choose?
Serena Williams.
Serena, okay. And the movie award, Vin Diesel, Denzel Washington, or Shamar Moore?
I'll probably say Denzel Washington.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, guys. I got some more callers. I'm going to have to tally this up at the very end. But so far, Serena Williams is in the running, and Shamar Moore. So nobody else called. This is going to be it. Thank you, guys. Thank you, people, for calling and letting me know. Who do y'all think should win these awards? Just a little fun, something I kind of wanted to throw out and actually do. Just want to wrap up the show by also with this email and also just kind of do a recap to let you guys know, again, the essential elements that you need when starting your business is your DBA, your EIN number, possibly insurance to kind of help you oversee your business in case something happens, and then also your mission statement. Always think about your mission statement with your business, because mission statement clarifies who you are in the image of you and your business. Always think about that. Got email from people wanting to know about that as well. My last thing is another email I got her name is Carrie, and she wants to know if I can give out some grant information or do I know anyone who does write grants. I'm sorry, Carrie. You can email or check out www.sba.gov. That's the Small Business Administration. Again, they have mentors there. They can give you all insightful information. They can help you, guide you as well. But as far as any personal people, just based on experience, again, be careful when you're dealing with an independent grant writer, because especially when fees are involved and they want them up front, 6 out of 10, they may not be legit, but not as always. This is based on my personal experience. But check their track record out. Check the BBB. Check and see if they have any complaints or anything like that. And also maybe check out their portfolio. If this person individually is a grant writer and they're a successful grant writer, check out anybody that they have successfully got grants for and see how long it actually took them to get the grants. But again, the Small Business Administration, they can kind of guide you. SCORE Houston, they can kind of lean you in that direction. And I'm going to give you a website that you can actually check. And it's called, it's www.countmein.org. Check that website out. Check the guidelines for that as well. Again, my personal experience from me paying people out of pocket to get grants, I wasn't successful in getting any grants. But I actually wrote grants myself in the past, and I have actually got some. But as far as individual, I couldn't refer anybody to you. So hope that helped. If I said that too quickly, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com, and I'll send you all that information that I just shared with you. Good luck to you in your endeavor with your business. Guys, I hope you enjoyed the blast from the past. Kind of talked about the reality shows. I rolled by myself today, and that was fine. But, you know, I know you guys love the reality. Kind of give you a dose of reality every show to make you laugh. So follow me on Twitter, guys. Like me at Facebook. I'll see you next week, May the 8th at 10 a.m. Have a blessed week. Have a blessed weekend. Again, if I said anything too quickly, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. You want to advertise with me, please, please, please email me for information regarding advertising. And I'm going to leave you out with a blast from the past. Again, hope you enjoy it. Have a good one.
All right. Got a blast from the past.
Thank you. Washington.
Are you ready for some football? Some women playing real football? Check out Houston Power Women's Football at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. Definitely empowering women 1 yard at a time. Are you looking for a photographer that can capture your perfect image? Well, email Nicholas at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com. Let him capture the diva in you. Is your skin too ashy? Or is it just too dry? Typical lotions just not helping out? Well, you better get you some Divine Serum. It's organic skincare treatment. So call Gracie at 1-888-378-3315. It's good for eczema, skin rashes, skin burns, tough skin, wounds, and skin tears. Again, that's Divine Serum. You want to look good for the weekend? You need your hair done? You want to look jazzy? Business style? Classy? You better call Carl at 832-209-4985. Again, that's Hair by Carl. Let him know you heard this advertisement on the show, and he'll give you $10 off for your next appointment. He'll hook you up. You want to go back to school and get the high school diploma that you've been putting off? Well, I have the perfect program for you. Call Northwest Educational Institute at 1-877-471-5958. Again, that's 877-741-5598. That's Northwest Educational Institute. If you're trying to take your business ideas to the next level, you need more clientele, or you just want to advertise. Advertise here with Open Talk 2. You can email opentalk2@yahoo.com for advertising information,